Adieu to my title of Saviour of Nation, my 40 commissions and Spanish black bills, my 12 pounds a week and all hopes of salvation, 6 dishes a day which my demons oft fills. Now oaths must be whipped through each county of kingdom, in each corporation, in Pilry must stand, outface the contempt of all Christians, and when done must turn home for Tyburn to hang and be damned. I know God nor devil, believed nor feared, until since my trial, one night in the jail, a legion of fiends in my chamber appeared. There over my brazen-faced conscience did quail. They showed all my actions, my bums and my postures, as we used to scamper on flock beds and floors, how I am the worst of all Sodomites' bastards. I stuck to my bums and kicked out all the whores. Then Whitebread and Fenwick, brave Gavin and Harcourt, Turner and Pickering, Coleman and Langhorne, Ireland, Grove, Staley, I deserve to hang for't, and Stafford came bleeding, and in the same form, their heads in their hands, they quite round me removed. Blood sprung as from fountains where their heads had stood. This vision with horror my conscience reproved. They left all my chamber besmeared with blood. No mercy from God nor from man I can hope for. Abused both my country, my God, and my king. The destruction of all I most falsely have sworn for. The most loyal families to ruin I did bring. Yet am so case-hardened, I cannot repent it. My soul is swelled bigger than it was before. Black treason or murder, I still would attempt it, were I to be damned and hanged at the door. Tony and Sidney were first that employed me, sent me to St. Omer's, a plot for to find. They found me a fool for their turn when they'd tried me. Zounds, I all the while left the plot here behind. Which three parts of nation with Tony had signed, resolved to rebel and our king to dethrone. But his stars by providence ours hath outshined, and left me like a rogue to be hanged all alone. 20 from St. Omer's all proved me perjured, and 50 from Staffordshire made it as plain. Ireland died wrongfully to my soul's hazard, and all that I swore against died the same. Besides, my own evidence came in against me, called me rogue and spiller of innocent blood. Yet still I'll deny all to save those advanced me, whose party maintains me with gold, drink, and food. Then he like a hog fell to snorting. I left him tied up with his irons and his bloody black soul, content to be damned as old Tony had taught him. For perjured murder, no fiend e'er so foul, yet he must be hanged for the honor of the nation, that innocent blood may not threaten the crown of the King or Queen Mary, the world's admiration, whose scepter shall flourish and ne'er tumble down.